Okay, everybody's going to start the second time. The topic we want to talk about today starts off from Daf Beis, with apologies to those of you who are actually learning this after 6 in the morning, although I imagine you probably didn't focus too much on some of the issues we'll discuss this morning, and my apologies if you did. But as you know, it's a three-way machlokes amarayim as to what the psul, the basis of the psul tukul amal and the esim amma is. Within the third position of Dires Keva versus Dires Arai, Tosis is bothered by the following problem. And the Gemara says that Ad Esim Amma Adamas Dires Arai, and above that is Dires Keva. Tosis is bothered by the following. Dibur Masul Ki Avale Dires Keva Bim Tomar. The cave and the lochashin and elishitei ruyola asos arai v'afavish osos akeva. So since it's kosher, even if you use mechisa shel barzel, even if you use the strongest defilements in the world, as long as it's within 20 amos, because it's ra'ili asarai. In kain amai amar, the Mishnah beginning of Tanis gishamim simin klala b'chag. So what's so terrible for rains? So can't you just have the boards nailed down in a way that the rain is not going to come into the sukkah? Etc. But that's clearly only Ipsol Darabana. So it's not shy to say that Gishamim or Simin Bracha, if the only impediment to sitting in the Sukkah of Gishamim is a Gzeiras Tikra Derabbanan. So it must be, it sounds like, in order to have a Simin Bracha, it's a Simin Kol that would prevent you to be the kind of mitzvah min ha-Torah. So if it's the case that there's no objective requirement that the Sukkah itself be a Diras Kevah, Diras Arai, just rightly us Arai, so why can't you have a situation where you have Schach that is nailed in such a way that the rain is not going to enter the sukkah? V'yeshlomar dinehid lo chashinim v'defanos y'avalu kava mikamachim v'schach hashikar v'sukkah l'shem v'schach lo miskashra d'avalei arai. The Tosis answers that there's a difference between defanos and schach. When it comes to the defanos and the chanami, all you need is ra'i li'as arai, even if the defanos are milkis v'shel barzel. When it comes to the schach, this is a different threshold, because the ikar sukkah is l'shem v'schach, and therefore the schach itself is not considered arai, the sukkah would be puzzle. Okay, that's Tosis Teres. Tis kasha fra the Mishnah beginning of Tanis. How could it be that Gishamim and sukkahs are a sin and klala? This position is quoted b'shem Rabbeinu Tam in the Yagos Maimini Perek Hei of Sukkah Os Tes. And the Gos Maimini has the following presentation, B'Shem Haravia. Again, Perikei Sukkah, Hagos Maimini Ostes. So he has the same kasha as Tosfos. Why do we say Gishamim Bechag Simin Klala? It must be Rabbi Natan Pirish, the Rabbi Yas and Tibin Tafre Shid Aleph, Rabbi Natan Pirish, the Husha Asi Litzel, the Lo Mu'uva, Lahage Mina Gashamin, Shizub Sula, that the Schach has to be Litzel, and it can't be thick enough in such a way that it's going to keep out the rain, that would be possible. That if it would be kosher, what are you going to do with the Mishnah beginning of Panis? Aye, what about the Mishnah on Kafez of an Aleph, Hamu'uva Kamibayas is kosher? So what do you mean that if it's thick enough, the rain's not going to come in? It's possible, isn't that a favorite Mishnah? If it's Mu'uva Kevayis, it's going to be kosher. Sarif Lomar, She'ema Telus Mina Gashamim, that situation is where the rain's still going to come in. Shel Basof Yordin Derech Hagag. So there's a middle ground. Mu'uva Kevayis means it's thicker than your average schach, it's thicker than your bamboo or your Ale Teinim. But it's not thick enough that the rain is going to come in a chanami, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rain comes in, it's going to be possible, maybe even min ha-Torah. Mu'uva Kevayis is a middle grade where it's relatively thick, but the rain is going to come in. So you can see the rain's still going to come in. We'll come back to this. There's a little mashmaus in this formulation. That even if it doesn't come in immediately, as long as it's going to seep in over time as it continues to rain, that's enough to be kosher even according to Shita Sabin and Tam. So we'll come back to that detail. Fine. So that's the position of Ben and Tam, according to Lagos Maimi. We've seen to the position of Tosfos here on that phase that if you have schach that prevents the rain from coming in, that's going to be possible. Rebbe Kivegu points out in his Perish on the Mishnah beginning of Tanis, as we just alluded to, that the mashmos of Tosos here and the Shitas of Ein Tam is that the psul of Schach, that the rain can't come in, is a psul d'araisa. Because after all, if Gishamu is a simen klala, it must be that's a simen klala in a situation where you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah sukkah even min ha Torah. The way Kivegur says it is that in theory you should have said the following. That maybe you could have prepared a sukkah in such a way that you have a certain kind of sach that's going to prevent the rain from coming in. And you can move that sach back and forth. So when it's not raining, you have the kosher sach. When it is raining, you have the less optimal slack that the rain is not going to come in through. So even if using such a slack that's so thick would be not lechachila, but it would still be kosher if the rain were to come in, so you could have a situation where you can move that slack around over the sukkah when it's going to be necessary. So even though you can't move it on Shabbos or Yom Tov because of muksa issues, or maybe even bona issues, but that's only a problem on Shabbos and Yom Tov, wouldn't be a problem on the rest of Yom Tov. So it's not misavir that the simcha is only on Shabbos, not on the rest of Yom Tov, not on the rest of Chol Hamoed. So it sounds like it's a problem even min ha-Torah. The Gos Maimonides goes on to quote that Rabbi Natan's brother-in-law, Maisa Shesigeth Reb Shimshon Giso Shabbi Natan in his Sarvish Eimam Dalas Vapim. They used plants that didn't run into the Isser of Nisarim of Dalit. Yasa Sukha Yafa Ma'od Ke'en Kippa V'Takua B'Masmeros. So he made a sukkah with some kind of a kippah on the top that had nails in it, and these strong boards, which sounds like didn't let the rain in. Lupasa Benatam, Mishinda Masel, Lesmena Gishamin. Benatam passed that because the rain wouldn't come in, but it sounds like his brother-in-law disagreed, and his brother-in-law held that it was a kosher sukkah. So this Rebbeinu Shimshon Giso Shel Benatam sounds like he assumed that the rain coming in is not necessarily a psul. And the Mordechai assumes this is Shitas Rashi. Well, the Mordechai here in Simen Tuf Shin Lamed Hey thinks that's the mashmos of Rashi on the Chesav and Beis in the sugya of Sukkas Ganbach and Sukkas Rakbash. The Gemara there has some Chesav and Beis Amr Pista. When we say the Sukkas Ganbach is kasher, the Husha Asal is Sel Sukkah. That's as long as Yitzchak was created l'shem Sel Sukkah. Says Rashi Amr Pista, Chesav and Beis. Hai Kil Chesav Deka Amr Husha Mitzuchachas Yafa, where the Yitzchak is proper. The Mucha Milsa Shasiyasa Rishonu L'Tzel Haisa V'lo L'Tznius, where it's clear that the creation of the Sach, the construction of the Sach, was a Shem Sal, and not simply the Tznius V'Alma. The Alpha Gav the Sukkah L'Shem Chag Lo V'Inan L'Shem Sukkah V'Inan. So you do require that the Sukkah be L'Shem Sukkah L'Tzel Hu the Mekar Yisukkah. And the definition of Sukkah is that it's a Tzel Shet So chefes minasari, that it protects you from the elements, from the cold. Yeah, so what's the Moshmas of Rashi? How does the board, if I see from this Rashi, that if the rain doesn't come in, it's still kosher? I'm sorry? Yeah. The Misuchekas Yafa means a shame sale as opposed to.
Misuchekas Yafa to the point where a person can see, right. You're probably mean that it's extra cost. Mm-hmm.
So that's your horror. I hear Yaakov. We talk about Rashi Mashma. Rashi did explain that way. So we talk about Rashi Mashma. Otherwise, we quote Rashi. I mean, quote Rashi first. Rashi coming first. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what the Mashmos is. Maybe Yaakov's right. It sounds like there's a he thinks there's an inherent Mashmos in Rashi. However, Mashmos is in Rashi, it is beferish in the Marach or Zerua, who writes the following. The Marach or Zerua is in Tshuva Simen Kuf Sadi Dalit. Tshuva Marach or Zerua Simen Kuf Sadi Dalit. The Marach or Zerua assumes that the fact that the Torah doesn't require us, there's no indication in Chazal that there's a requirement to make a sukkah to min bayis to prevent the rain from coming in, so that itself is proof positive that if you have a sukkah in which the rain if you have, the fact that the Torah isn't mechayev us to make a sukkah that prevents the rain from coming in indicates that in such a situation the sukkah would still be possible. If it was the case, we say a little bit differently. Let's read a couple lines of Marach Hazara. So he quotes the position of the Ravia and the Orzerua, the Shem of Benetam, that if you have a sukkah that the rain can't come in, the sukkah is possible. The Lavivanti. Number one, the Gemara has enough kafei, chasim, vishashvida, and kopene chupa, patur min sukkah, that the entire entourage of the chasim is patur min sukkah, upara filiyav a chupa b sukkah. The Gemara says, why do you just have the chupa in the sukkah? I'm a rabbi, zeirim shim tsar chasan. Because the sukkah is not going to be big enough to fit everybody. It says, Morocco is the Ruah. Just as Rabbeinu Tam asks, L'inyin Gishamim, that if was the case that a sukkah that prevents the rain from coming in is kosher, so why is rain a seven klala just make a sukkah that's rainproof? So he asks the same kosher over here. Why are you telling me that there's not enough room in the sukkah for the whole entourage of the chasan to make a sukkah that's big enough? Ella what? The Torah is on the chai of you to go to greater lengths than the norm. So it's not reasonable to expect people in a situation of chasan v'shoshvinav to make a sukkah that's going to fit everybody. It's not reasonable for the Torah to expect that you make a impenetrable sukkah that the rain is not going to come in. In a chanami, if you have such a sukkah that the rain is not going to come in, the sukkah is going to be kosher, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But it's still a simon klala because al pi rov, in most circumstances, the norm is that if you have a sukkah, it's going to rain into the sukkah. So for most people, it's not practical to make an impenetrable sukkah, and that's why the gishamim is going to be a simon bracha, a simon klala. In a chanami, if you have such a sukkah, it'll be a sukkah chayra. If you have a sukkah, you'd be mechayiv to sin that sukkah is raining. Most people don't have a sukkah like that. We're not mechayiv people to make a sukkah like that, just like we're not mechayiv a chasan the shoshvina to make a big sukkah that's going to fit everybody. And if you have a sukkah, it'll be a sukkah chera. So that's the Marach Ruzuras Kasha against Rabbeinu Tam Udi Imei. You see from chasan the shoshvina that the Torah doesn't require us to go to such extent beyond the norm to make a sukkah that's going to accommodate everybody. Today Yeshua basically says the same thing on his own. He didn't have the Judas Marach Hazura, but he has this Akasha and Tosos. That why is Tosos assuming that if it was the case that a impenetrable sukkah is going to be kosher, then that would be a raya that Gishamim shouldn't be a simin klala. The fact that Gishamim is a simin klala indication that if you have an impenetrable sukkah, it's going to be pasul. Why should that be so? We know that from the beginning of the Zohar that sukkah is considered a mitzvah, it's an easy mitzvah. So if you're going to be everybody to make a sukkah that the rain's not going to go in, that doesn't become an easy mitzvah anymore. Now that's more challenging. How are you going to construct such a sukkah? It might be easier for us, but requires a certain amount of talent. And after all, the sukkah in Nechemia, what do they make their sukkah with in the time of Ezra Nechemia? Ali Zayas. It sounds like it was pretty sparse material. So you see, you know, the Torah is not the fact that it's a mitzvah kala, something that's meant to be constructed with whatever material you have easy access to, is an indication that we were concerned about al pi rov. In most situations, it's not so practical to make a sukkah that the rain won't come into, and therefore it's a simon kala. But in a chanami, if you had such a sukkah, the sukkah would be kosher. Okay. So, how do we assume lahalacha in this machlokas between, let's say, Rabbeinu Tam and maybe Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam and the Marach Hazara, or the other Rishonim that don't say Rabbeinu Tam? So, the tour in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Aleph on Seif Yigimel, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph Seif Gimel, writes that the Rosh does not have a similar like Rabbeinatam. Having seen knows that the Rosh doesn't seem like Rabbeinatam, so he writes that the Rosh doesn't call Rabbeinatam in the Sugya. What does that mean? The Beis Yosef explains that the Rosh does call Rabbeinatam in the Sugya and the Afes. The Mordechai that we just quoted there in the Sugya, there's a parallel Rosh. The Rosh quotes our Rabbeinatam in explaining Shad and Akamara by Sukkot Rakvash, Sukkot Ganvach of Mesuchakas Kochasa. So in that context, the Rosh does quote the Rabbeinatam as far as what's the definition of Mesuchakas Kochasa, namely that it's not constructed in such a way as to prevent the rain from coming in, but in the context of what's considered schach kosher, there the Rosh doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam. So the Bach explains in Simen Tov Reish Lamites, Simen Tov Reish Lamites, the Bach, I think Sifkat and Gimel explains, that what the Beis Yosef is saying within the Rosh is that the Rosh understood the following, that maybe we do assume like Rabbeinu Tam in the context of Sukkot Ganvach, because there the threshold may be higher in determining that this is a Sukkot Sheira, because it's a sukkah that ostensibly was made for a non-sukkah purpose for some other reason. So if you have a sukkah skandavach that ostensibly was not made l'shem schach, l'shem sukkah, so then you need a stronger raya to indicate that it really was done l'shem sukkah. So if it is constructed with schach, that is so strong as to not let the rain in, so in that context, the fact that you had such a strong schach is probably indication that it wasn't made l'shem sukkah schach. But that's a local detail within Sukkot Ganvach where the threshold is higher to determine that the sukkah is kosher for sukkahs. But in a normal situation where you construct a sukkah that's clearly l'shem sukkahs, so then even if it's mu'uva in such a way as to prevent the rain, the Rosh may believe that that would be kosher. The Bach himself does paskin like Rabbeinu Tam even in the regular case. He uses like Rabbeinu Tam l'alacha, that a sukkah that's constructed in such a way that the rain is not going to go through the schach is possible under all circumstances, even b'di'evet. Magen Avraham in Simen Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Sifkat and Beis, Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Sifkat and Beis quotes this Bach and the Levush is saying the same thing. But it's clear that the Mechaber and the Ramah make no mention of this in Shulchan Aruch. So for example, there in Simen Tav Reish Lamed Aleph, Se'if Gimel, Mechaber writes, Derech Hasikoch Lios Kal Kidei She'yirim Yimeno HaKochav Magdolim. So the schach should be constructed in such a way that you can see the stars through the schach, at least L'chatzila. That's the Mishnah Daf Kaf Beis. Haisa V'uva K'min Bayis Af Alpi She'en HaKochavim Nira Misoch HaKishera. But if it was the thickness of a bias, then even if you can't see the stars, it's still kasher. So kochavim is a lechatila. For the eved, if it's move a kamin bias, that's the mission on kafes, it's going to be kasher, even if you can't see the stars. No mention of any upper limit of move a kamin bias. It sounds like even if it's the move in such a way that the rain's not going to come in, it's going to be kasher. So there's no beferish mention in the Mechaber or the Ramah of this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So the Magen Avraham does quote the Bach and the Levush, who are Machmir, but simple reading of Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that they're not concerned about the Shita at all. It's not quoted even as a Yesh Omer. Now, an interesting Ha'ara I saw in the Sefer Pisle Sukkah, relatively new, just translated into English by Feldheim this year, I think. I didn't see it in English yet. By Rabbi Yosef Kaiser of Chestnut Ridge. You can go visit him on your way home. So he has the following ha'ara, which sounds like very much a ha'ara bim koma. So he says, it is true that the Mechaber and the Ramah don't mention the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam b'feirush. However, there is a different din in Shulchan Aruch here, which seems to be predicated at least a chashash for this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. If you look, if anyone has a Shulchan Aruch in front of them, if you look in Simen Tav Reish Lamed Aleph If you Ches. Sorry. Tav Reish Tafresh Kaptes. Yeah, Tafresh Kaptes if you're Pes. So Mechaber writes the following. This is talking about the din of Nisarim. V'chein asu l'sakeh v'nisarim sharafan dalet. That's the mission you base. Now you're not allowed to be misakeh with boards that are 4 tefachim wide. Afilu hafkan al sidan she'en behen arba, even if you twist them in such a way that in the in this direction it's only dal tefachim going down, not dal tefachim across. But if they're dal tefachim in either direction, however you twist them, that's gzeira derabanan that you can't use such misakeh. Okay. Then Eva Rachman Arba Cherim, if they're not Dalat Fachim, I did Kasher. I feel the Hema Shupim Shadom Lukalim. The Nogu Shalola Sakif and Klav. However, the minig is not to be Misakif and Nisarim, even if they're less than Dalat Fachim. What is this based on? So the Torah here quotes a smack, which is really the Agosa smack, the Agosa Ben Aperis on the bottom of the smack. And the Lashon of the Agosa smack is as follows. This is on page Nun Hey of the old printing of the smack. So the Agosa smack, Oslamid Beis, page Nun Hey, Oslamid Beis, writes the following. So he quotes this, the Mishnah, the Din of Nisarim. Ach mikol makom, sarach lasos haskach b'inyan arai. So you have to construct the sakh, but even though Nisarim less than Gimel Tfakim Army Ikra did, then less than Dalat Tfakim Army Ikra did Kasher, he writes, you have to have sakh in such a way that are sufficiently awry that the rain can come in. Can Mufarish Matosos the Parakama, so that's presumably Artosos on that Bezim and Aleph. The Alkei Nagu Ha'olam Lechasos Hasukha Ba'arabos. And therefore the minhag developed to use eschach, either aravos or gemi or some other flimsier material below the nesarim klal, but not to use boards. V'afilu pchusa midalet, even if they're less than dalet tefachim, the leka mishum gzeiras tikra. Even though they're less than dalet tefachim and there's no gzeiras tikra, still we're nohag not to use nesarim. Mishum dilma asi limiti lesakech beinyan kvias shelo yerdu sham gisham. If you're going to use such strong material as boards, we're concerned that you may end up making it so keva that the rain's not going to come in. So as the technical din of nisarim, as long as it's pachas midal tefachim, you're fine. But the minute develops, right, so goes a smack. Since we're concerned that you shouldn't have rain, or you shouldn't have sakh that prevents the rain from coming in, so the minhag developed to use dafka flimsier material for sakh to avoid a situation in which your sakh may be strong enough to prevent the rain from coming in. So the Pispei Sukkah points out this agos smack is part of Allah and Shulchan Aruch, the nagu shelol sakhet ben klal. And if you look in the actual source, if you look in the Agos Smach inside, as we just read, it's clear that the reason that this minhag developed is because of a concern for Shita Sabei Natan. A concern that if you use stronger material for Sach, you may end up having Sach that's going to prevent the rain from coming in. So that doesn't really account for why the Mechaber and the Ramad don't quote Rabbi Natan directly. It's a little curious if this minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch is predicated on Rabbi Natan, or at least a chashash, because of the concern of Rabbi Natan, but Rabbi Natan himself isn't quoted, well, Lach HaDashit isn't quoted, Lach HaShavar, that's curious, but it's equally curious that this minhag does seem pretty clearly to reflect a concern about Shitas Rabbi Natan on some level. Be that as may, the bottom line is that the Mechaber and still don't quote Rabbi Natan directly, and the Magen Avraham quotes earlier Achronim who are Machmir. Now, we noted earlier that probably the simpler reading of Tosos and Daf Beis and the assumption of Kivega and Mishnayis is that according to Tosos, let's say the Shitas of Inatam, the soul of tzach that is impenetrable by rain may be a soul daraisa. The Taz assumes otherwise. The Taz is in Simon Tafrei Shlamet Hei Sif Katan Beis. Simon Tafrei Shlamet Hei Sif Katan Beis. The Taz assumes that even according to Bein Tam, it's only a psol derabana, that it shouldn't be kamin bias. What's his raya?
Isn't it explicit in Tosis that it's the Raisa?
There's
a problem with
saying
the other thing, because it says
it's
filled
with
Ravana, and
I wouldn't
want with Kala. Then
he
says this instead. Sounds like it's explicit in Tosis that it's
filled with Raisa. It does seem pretty clear in Tosis that it's the Raisa. But there are other versions of Vinatan that aren't as explicit, and the Taz is going within Shiva's of Vinatan. So Vinatan, we've quoted the Ravia in other places, is not necessarily as explicit, and there's room to assume that perhaps it's a psul derabanan. What's his raya? That it's only a psul derabanan, not a psul deraisa. His raya is from Gadish. Right? The Gemara says that the concern about a Gadish that you carve out room to sit in the middle is one of Tassel and Asli. Right? So a Gadish, presumably, the Taz assumes, is constructed in such a way that the rain can't come in. So if it was the case that rain not coming in is a psul deraisa, so why do you have to come out to Taz Sava Manasai, take the play that it's possible because the rain can't come in? So I don't know if you can question the Messias whether you could have a Gadish where the rain could come in. I'm not a Gadish expert. That could trip on a farm and mix of experiments. But that's the Taz's Raya, that most people are abundant prima gadim. As Ellie pointed out, questions the Taz, because a clear mashmal satosos lefanedu is that it's a psol de araisa. So the later Achronim assume, as the Magen Avraham did, that at least on a lichatila level, where choshesh rashitas were bein tam, although in a Shas Hatzchak situation, it may be one to rely on Lekula. So if you look, for example, in the summary of the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Taf Reish Lamed Aleph Siv Katan Vav, Simin Taf Reish Lamed Aleph Siv Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasra Achronim, again, even though the Makabler Ram make no mention of this, Kasra Achronim, Dimikal Makam, Imhi Me'uva Kolkach Acha Eina Gesham Yechavim Leiri B'Sofa, if it's so thick that the rain can't come in, I feel like she yordim gesham eruvin. Even if a lot of rain comes in, we'll come back to that in a second. Vim kein havi kein bayis yesh lahachmir v'lifsal mishum zeres bayis. U'mikol makom b'di'evik kasher yasher lito k'sas be'eschach ne'iz asiba. So in a shas l'chach situation, you know, usually the norm would be if you have sock that's too thick, then take off some of the sock. But if you're in whatever the tzir is, the situation is that you can't take off that sock, then there is a siba, yesh lismach al ha makshivin. So then you can be a mako and sit on the sukkah even if the rain is not coming in. So let's go back to that line. The Mishnah Berurah's formulation is in such a way that even if there's a lot of rain, the rain won't come in. We noted that sounded like the mashmos of the Agos Maimini, according to Ravia, that in order for this to be a problem, it has to be where the rain won't come in, even in a situation of protracted rain. Right? His logic was, Ema tells me Gesham Shel Lasov Yordan Derech Hagag. Shel Lasov Yordan Derech Hagag sounds like not necessarily coming in the second it starts raining, but once the rain accumulates, it's going to come into the sukkah. That's a problematic situation according to Ben Atam. But maybe in a Hanami, if it's not going to come in, if it's just a little bit of lighter rain or not a major storm, so maybe that could still be kosher even according to Ben Atam. That's the Chayyadim has a lashon like this. Like what the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is, that even for Ben Atam, as long as the rain's going to come in at some point, after it's been raining for a while, or a strong rain, that would be enough to make it kosher. Bila is the name, the Mishabura paskins that licha chila were kosher shubinatam. Did the Eber b'shasachak, there's what to rely on to be mekel. So said the Aruch HaShulchan as well in same Simon, Tafresh Lamed Aleph Ozvav. Tafresh Lamed Aleph Ozvav. And that is the general consensus of Poskim, that at least on a lechachilu level, we are concerned about Shitas Ben Etam. Rav Avadia is less concerned. Rav Avadia, Chazon Avadia, on Schach Os Yuches, Chazon Avadia, Schach Os Yuches, assumes that at least the Sfaradim should assume, like the Mechaber, who makes no mention of Shitas Ben Etam. Yes, the Sadrama also doesn't make any mention of Shitas Ben Etam, but that's not his constituency. So Sfaradim could rely on the Makila, and it sounds like even the Chachila, if there's a need. Notwithstanding the aura that we made about the Minog that the Mechaber quotes from the Hagos Hasmak, which I don't think Rav Avadia noted or noticed, or at least in that piece. Rav Avadia assumes that you can even make a bracha in such a situation. If it's raining, or you're sitting in a sukkah, if you're sitting in a sukkah that where the schach is so thick that the rain couldn't come in, Rav Avadia seems to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah himself is nachas to this in a slightly different context. What is the status of a bracha in a situation where a sukkah is pasul mishum gzeira, but is kasha me'ikar hadin? Where's that Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah is right, and that Tino Dagos is not. Back in Simon Tafresh Kaptes, Seif Yuches, the Mechaber quoted the Yagos Asmak, Nagish Shalil Asakif Bem Klal, the Minig is not to use Nisarm at all. Mishnah Berurah writes Sifkat Nun, Kasva Poskin, Dibishas Atkak, She'en Lehem Bamel Asakech, Nisakim Bin Nisarm Afil Kashiyesh Ben Dal Tzachim. So if all that you have access to for Sakh is Nisarim, even if there are more than Dal Tzachim, you can use them. So any schach or any material that is asur mishum gzeira in a shas atchak situation where you have access to no better material, you're allowed to use it. And Lenin Brachi says yesh deis v'poskin. He quotes a Rashba that you could say bracha in such a situation. So he's nachas to this issue that there's what to talk about whether if something is only asur mishum gzeira in a shas atchak situation, could you still say a bracha? Okay, so there's a whole literature among the postmen of the last generation in the 1980s in response to an inquiry from a Rav Moshe Halberstam of Antwerp, who was, I think it was a Bubba Verdayim, who came up with some patent where you, I don't fully understand the Metzias. It's described a little bit in Sefer HaSukkah here and some of the other places where Poskim address this, but the theory is that he constructed Tzchach in such a way that the Tzchach was light enough that you could see the stars through it, but Lemaisa, the rain didn't come into the Sukkah, because somehow there were half boards, or not boards because of the Nisarim, half pieces of Tzchach that were curved in such a way that the rain would fall off the top layer like that and come onto the second layer and then go like that and fall off the outside of the roof and not into the sukkah. Was that not that?
That's great.
So apparently he came up with this in the 1980s, and he circulated the question to the Gedolia Poskim, Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Dyed Weiss, Ransdorfer, so they all, Revozner, they all address, all Esses Shilas to the same answer, they all address the Truas to the same Shoel from Antwerp. So to the extent that we are Choshesh, at least L'chachila, for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, what would Rabbeinu Tam say about this situation where the Ischak is not objectively so thick as to not allow you to see the stars, even seeing the stars only L'chachila, so it's a as far as the makeup of the Sakh itself, it should be good Sakh, but you created a situation where Lamaisa, the rain's not falling in to the Sukkah. So Rav Yashiv has a response to this, which was first printed in Sefer HaSukkah, and then reprinted in Kovetz Shuvah Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Aleph, Kovetz Shuvah Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Aleph. So the way he frames the question, which is, I think, the way he has to frame the question, is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the fact that Gishamim are not, you can't have schach that prevents the Gisham from coming into the Sukkah, is the prevention of Gisham from coming to the Sukkah a simen or a siva? Is it that the fact that you have schach that prevents the Gisham from coming into the Sukkah is a simen, it's an indicator that this schach is too thick, this schach is considered keva and not arai. But in a chanami, if you have schach that's objectively arai, even if the geshem doesn't come in, it's still going to be kasher schach. Or is the fact that geshamim aren't coming into the sukkah a siva b'fnei asmo litzol? Is that an objective criterion that if you have a sukkah where rain can come in, that is objectively a diras keva, independent of how the schach is actually constructed? So is the soul for Rabbeinu Tam a schach that prevents the geshem from coming in a simen or a siva? So Rav Yashiv assumes that the Dabar Pashut is only a simen, not a siva. Under normal circumstances, the fact that geshem can't come in through the schach is an indicator that the schach is too thick, that it's kamin bias, that it's that it is too much keva. But in a chanami, if you have a situation where the schach is good schach, you can see the stars, stuff can get through, in theory, you just construct in such a way that the rain is going to pour out on the side, then that would be a sukkah kishera. And Rav Yashiv concludes that in that situation, as long as it's not mu'uva kimin bias in the problematic way, as long as it's not the thickness that would be objectively problematic, then it's a sukkah kishera, and Yisuvi Yasvinan Bruche Mivarachina. So you assume that even if it's raining, even if it's not raining, it's raining, you can sit in the sukkah, you're mechuyfis in the sukkah, even if it's raining, and you would do so with a brach. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Alich of Shlomo, Perichas Osvav, as initially agreeing with Rav Yashiv and giving his endorsement of this schach from Antwerp. And then it says in the footnote that afterwards Rav Shlomo Zalman requested that his name be taken off of the endorsements, and the editor of Halicha Shlomo writes, because Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't really like to have his name publicized when it came to things that became matter of controversy. So the way he phrased it, it sounds like it wasn't a halachic chazara, it was just he didn't want his name out there in public. But I have no first-hand knowledge of the circumstances, so I definitely can't comment on whether what Rav Shlomo Zalman really said at the beginning and the end, and whether there was a halakhic chazara or a political chazara or a public policy chazara. Rav Vosner in a tshuva, Chelet Zayin Simen Samach, also addressed to this Rav Halberstam, assumes as well that in principle the sukkah should be a kasher. He actually ends off with, he has a little bit of a discussion about the issue of Ravadia, the question of Mishabura, can you say a brach in a situation where something is only a bidiyaved? He writes, the tshuva is dated Gimel Nisan, and then he writes, I apologize for not being able to write too much because I'm not really so interested in talking about sukkahs Erev Pesach. But in this brief, I guess in the schach business, you start marketing Erev Pesach so that you get your schach out by sukkahs. But Rav Vosner writes that he thinks in principle that the same analysis of Rav Yashiv is correct,
that Gishamim are essentially, or the Kisarim Gishamim Mitzvot is essentially a Simen, not a Siba, and on a fundamental level, such a Sukkah would be Kasher. Then he writes, the Iker Hamsa Shekasa Kvotarasso, the Ani, Ani Nota Shalalasaske. So even though in principle you're correct that the Sukkah that you construct would be Kasher, even Lechakila, but my preference is not to market such a thing. Upshita the alcohol panim lechafila a later limshof mizah lischake neged pashtus mitzias hamitzvah. So that's an interesting argument that even if we believe that such a sukkah would be kosher, perhaps even lechafila, but why are we trying to outsmart Chazal? The tradition for Dori Doros was that if you have a sukkah when it rains, you go inside. And that's a simon klal, whatever that may be. So why are we trying to outsmart thousands of years of halakhic history in creating a sukkah that's going to be kasher lechachila, that's not going to let the rain in, that you'll be able to sit in even when it's raining? So even though lechachila, it could be the sukkah would be kasher, but he doesn't advise marketing it, he doesn't think that it's something that should be publicized.
Maybe because I would have wanted us to think such a sukkah.
Right, so that goes back to the argument that, well, if everyone could do it, so then how do you deal with the seven quo? But maybe, an economic. And then in the Shubas Knei Bosem of Mayor Bransdorfer, Chelik Dei, Simon Chavav, Simon Chazayin, he assumes the other side, he assumes that if you have Sfakha doesn't let, if you have a situation where the rain can't come into the sukkah, that's objectively a diras keva, and therefore it would be problematic even in this kind of situation. And the Dayan Weiss writes a brief haskama in the end of that shuvah to Rav Meir Brandorfer's analysis. So they are from the Machmirim on the Shaila. I don't know historically exactly what happened. Does anyone have such Sfakha? I don't know what happened with the marketing. I seem to remember a couple years ago hearing some or seeing some advertisement about something new, some new kind of schach that prevents the rain coming in. Anyone know what I'm talking about? I don't remember where I saw it.
What is that?
Yeah.
Something about
Right, that's a different, that's a related but different issue about Pierce of Sudden, whether under certain circumstances that may still be kosher, or that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. And the other thing they talk about is if you have a shlak, which is in the ikar din kosher schach, meaning it's made out of wood, made out of a dumber she'eno mekabel tuma, it's just a violation potentially of gzeiros nesarim, but in the ikar din, at least under the Eved level, would be kosher. So should you have, unless it will be within the tefachim of the actual staff, so then should you lechachila, if it's raining, put your wooden shlach over the sukkah in such a way that at least on a ikar adin level that shlach could be kasher sach, and then you're sitting in a kasher sukkah. So that's a related issue to this, but I don't think we have time to analyze that. Okay.